This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia claims to have captured Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol after the last Ukrainian fighters holed up in the city's steelworks plant surrendered. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told President Vladimir Putin that both the Azovstal steel plant and the city have been, quote, fully liberated. This according to a statement Friday by Russia's defense ministry. There was no immediate confirmation from Ukraine that Mariupol was fully under Russian control. Russian forces reportedly continue pounding cities in eastern Ukraine, with Kyiv saying the city of Rubizhne had been reduced to rubble. Flashpoint Ukraine's Steve Miller caught up with reporter Anna Chervakova in the Ukrainian capital to learn more.
Today we received official comment from the head of the Luhansk Regional Military Administration, Serhii Haidai, who told us that Russian forces in general, according to the estimated data for the moment, so Russian forces destroyed more than 11,000 houses in the Luhansk region.
Chernikovic went on to say that most of those houses were private homes. The finance ministers of the Group of Seven Nations have pledged $19.8 billion to support Ukraine's finances during Russia's invasion. A statement from the group made that announcement on Friday. The G7, an organization of leaders from some of the world's largest economies, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States, said the funds will be used to help Ukraine close its financing gap and continue ensuring the delivery of basic services to the Ukrainian people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday the Biden administration is authorizing $100 million worth of military aid to Ukraine. VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says a South Korean computer chip factory that's the model for a similar plant in Texas can help deepen ties with the Indo-Pacific region. Biden spoke Friday as he toured a Samsung computer chip factory. A semiconductor shortage last year hurt the availability of autos, kitchen appliances, and other goods. A supply crunch also pushed the inflation rate higher. In Japan on Monday, Biden will unveil his administration's long-awaited Indo-Pacific economic framework. It's seen as a key step in the U.S. effort to re-engage with Asian nations on trade more than 5 years after withdrawing from a comprehensive trade pact in the region. In the United States, there's a plea for the nation to end racial violence, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
86-year-old Ruth Whitfield was one of 10 black people massacred in an attack on a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Her daughter, Robin Harris, during a Thursday news conference, first shouted, "How dare you," referring to accused gunman Peyton Gendron, before she called on people in this country to take action.
"I need this violence to stop. We need to fix this, and we need to fix it now."
Attorney Benjamin Crump says gun makers know what they are selling and who their customers are.
"What did they think this 18-year-old young man was going to do with an AR-15 that can shoot 70 rounds in 20 seconds.
Authorities are investigating the possibility of hate crime and terrorism charges against Gendron, who posted hundreds of pages of his plans before the shooting. I'm Tim McGuire.
In Sri Lanka, schools were closed and public officials stayed home from work on Friday. The Indian Ocean Island Nation's Public Administration Ministry called for the closures in preparation for days of acute fuel shortages. Sri Lanka is on the brink of bankruptcy in its worst economic crisis in decades. It has suspended payments on its foreign loans and has been struggling to pay for important fuel supplies and other essentials. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has paid $110,000 in fines that he racked up after being held in contempt of court for being slow to respond to a civil subpoena issued by New York State's Attorney General. The Office of Attorney General Letitia James says Trump paid the fine Thursday but must still submit additional paperwork in order to have the contempt order lifted. Trump's lawyer did not immediately comment. And recapping our top story this hour, Russia claims to have captured Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol after the last Ukrainian fighters holed up in the city's steelworks surrendered. Marissa Melton, VOA News.